This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Steve Friedlander is the Vice President of Golf at Big Cedar Lodge, and Big Cedar hosts the Bass Pro Shop Legends of Golf event on the PGA Tour Champions each year, and more. It's a pleasure to welcome Steve Friedlander to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Steve.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no. Thank you for doing this. Why don't we start by you telling everybody where Big Cedar is located?
Big Cedar is in southwestern Missouri in the Ozark Mountains, about 10 miles south of Branson, Missouri. And pretty easy to get to. You can fly into Springfield and drive down within an hour and be at Big Cedar with all of our golf courses and all our resort offerings, and play golf and have a great time.
How did this come to be, Steve?
Big Cedar?
Yeah.
Big Cedar started back in 1921, but Johnny Morris purchased the property in the 70s, 30 years ago, and at one time envisioned it to be a fishing camp for his Bass Pro employees and friends and things like that. And as the years have gone by, he's expanded Big Cedar into the world's premier wilderness resort and the number one resort in the Midwest. And the last few years expanded into golf, where we now have the top of the rock at Jack Nicklaus signature par three, which is an absolute killer. It's the first and only par three used on the PGA Tour Champions. And we have Buffalo Ridge Springs, which is a Tom Fazio design that Tom and Johnny Morris went through and redesigned it, really. And we just recently opened the Gary Player designed Mountaintop Golf Course, which is a 13 hole par three on top of the mountain that has 360 degrees views that are just to die for. So right now we have an 18 hole championship golf course used also on the Bass Pro Legends of Golf PGA Champions Tour, and Jack Nicklaus par three used on that same, in that same tournament, and the Gary Player designed 13-hole short course. But up and coming, we've got a Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw design that's going to open next summer. It's right next to Mountaintop. And then the following year, in 2019, we're going to have the first public access golf course designed by Tiger Woods and his design team, design firm TGR, is going to open in 2019. That's going to be called Payne's Valley, which is a homage to Payne Stewart, who's a Missourian and a friend of the Morris family for many, many years. So we're pretty excited that in a couple of years we'll have five great golf courses for people to travel around the world to come and see us.
How did Gary's course get to be 13 holes?
Well, it's a baker's dozen. And it actually is based on the land, and the land is so spectacular that when you start routing a golf course and trying to put it in, it's, and by the way, it's also a walking only golf course, so the holes are very close together, and harkens back to the days where you walked off one green and you were on the next tee right away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 13 holes because that's how much land we had, to put 13 of the best par threes you'll ever see. So it's really interesting. Big Cedar has three golf courses with 22 holes being par threes. And they're par threes that any golf course would die to have any one of them, but we have 22 of them, and it's pretty exciting. And plus an 18-hole golf course. So you've got all these great options for people that want to play golf and maybe don't have time to play all 18 holes, but they have time to, for a couple of hours, they can play 9 holes at Top of the Rock, or they can play 13 holes at Mountaintop and enjoy the game when they're time constrained, or when you play in the morning and you want to play an emergency 9 or an emergency 13 holes, as we have at Mountaintop, and people can do that. So the buddies like that too, and we've already experienced quite a bit of that. People are just beyond thrilled that they can play 18 holes and then go back out and in 2 hours play another great golf course.
We are talking with Steve Friedlander from Big Cedar Lodge here on the Augusta Golf Show. Tell me, will the course that Bill and Ben do be different than what already exists?
Yeah, because it's on a different piece of land. It's on 4 ridgetops, and Ben was just here yesterday, and I was talking to him about it and what made it special, and he said it's the land and the incredible views and the variety that we have on that golf course. It will challenge professionals, and yet it's open and playable enough where the lesser skilled golfer will still have a blast playing it. And Bill and Ben have designed avenues of getting onto the greens where you don't necessarily have to carry a bunker or anything like that. The land dictated what they did. 4 ridgetops, the views are absolutely spectacular from all of them. And then, of course, the Southern Missouri fauna that we have here, the trees, the different types of trees and the vegetation that we have that surrounds the golf course, it's a really cool golf course, and can't wait to get it open next summer.
Tell me the story of Arnie's barn.
Well, Arnie's barn, Johnny Morris and Arnold Palmer became great friends, and Johnny purchased this barn from Arnold Palmer, and it was dismantled from Arnie's property in Latrobe and put together piece by piece here at Top of the Rock. And it's now a restaurant, and it's also a Top of the Rock golf shop, but it was put together piece by piece by some Amish workmen that Johnny uses to build things, and they just did a spectacular job of recreating this barn exactly like it was in Latrobe, but now it's a great restaurant with phenomenal views over Arnold Palmer's designed practice facility here at Top of the Rock. And the restaurant is packed every day. It's really a popular place. The views are incredible. We have great views of Table Rock Lake, great views of Arnold's practice facility, which, of course, is a very unique practice facility. It's got 15 target greens and bunkers, and it looks like you could play 15 different holes. And it's lighted, so you can do it at night too, after you've had dinner or just before you have dinner. So it's a really cool experience here at Top of the Rock to play 9 holes of Jack Nicklaus and hit balls on Arnold Palmer's designed practice facility and have lunch in Arnie's barn. And it's just a great property. It's pretty special.
You know, Steve, you've alluded to this, and I do want to make sure we get this point across, because there are a lot of golf resorts that are not necessarily family friendly. But this is a family destination, isn't it?
It sure is. It's a great destination for families or for buddies or for couples or for girls trips or whatever. Is we've got pretty much everything. Big Cedar has a variety of room choices between cabins, multi-bedroom cabins and hotel rooms with great views and fireplaces in them. We have a 50,000 square foot fun center for kids of all ages. It's just a blast. We have inside that fun center, we have a 16-lane bowling alley that makes you feel like you're bowling in an aquarium. And we've got a laser tag, and we've got an arcade, and we've got a couple different bumper car offerings, and we're building a go-kart track on the outside of that, which is a speed go-kart track. It's just a really, and it's got a restaurant in there and a bar and a pool table and a golf simulator room. It's a great experience for kids. It's a great experience for families. And I like to tell people that it's a really great legacy place where people would bring their children and their grandchildren here and have them experience all of the things that they might have done when they were children. So, and that's fishing and shooting. We have the Bass Pro Shooting Academy. We have Table Rock Lake, which is a 43,000 acre lake, which is one of the top 10 bass fishing lakes in the world. And you can rent tracker boats and pontoons and have a blast. So you can, there's so many things to do in this area that it's hard to believe. And I sometimes forget all of the different attractions we have. We have the Lost Canyon Cave and Nature Trail here at Top of the Rock. We have the Native American Historical Museum here at Top of the Rock. And Wonders of Wildlife up in Springfield just opened recently, which is spectacular. There's so much to do at Big Cedar. You can't just stay for one day. You got to be here for a lot longer than that.
There you go. He is Steve Friedlander, Vice President of Golf at Big Cedar Lodge in the Ozarks in Missouri. Steve, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really want to see this spot, but thank you for doing this. We will talk again and have great holidays.
Thanks, John, and we'll hopefully see you out here soon.